Smith, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. October 15th, the middle of the week, middle of the month. 46 right now and cloudy. If you haven't heard, Red River Area Sportsman's Club got something coming up this Saturday. If you haven't heard, not for our lack of not telling everybody. Greg Giroux in. Who is the Red River Area Sportsman's Club? I mean, you know, think of the club, they think of you. You're the face and the voice and, you know, I know
Keep going. Keep going.
You're just
going
to deflect
Wait
it.
Wait a minute. Fanfare.
Oh, I got, yeah, what am I doing here? I keep forgetting that. Okay, here's the drum roll. We'll do this first. There you go.
I love it. I love it.
There you go.
All right. 36th Annual Sportsman Smoker this coming Saturday.
There's your fanfare.
I love it.
Yeah. All right. Did that just for you.
Oh, I appreciate that very much.
Brought the horns in.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, we've been working on this. This is the 36th annual.
Mm.
And I remember when we first started, we were in the back of the Vets Club. You know, that was a small venue at the time. We outgrew that. We ended up at the Eagles, and they're not with us anymore. We're over at the Wapton Community Center. Doors open at 4 o'clock, and right on the poster it says, open to the public. Bring your friends for a night of fun. And that's exactly what you get.
You're understating things.
And we'll feed you, too.
You will definitely feed us.
Yeah. Wild game stew, wild game chili. I'm leaving here, and I'm working on the meat, so I know it's going to be good.
You were telling me about the territory that you're going to cover.
Oh, yeah, we gotta make the rounds this morning.
Wells Fargo with this thing here.
There we go. Yep. So we have ladies' raffle, silent auction, meat raffles, general raffle, and a whole bunch of different games and gun boards. We've got a meeting tonight to finalize things. We are on the north side of 30 firearms that we're going to give away.
Incredible.
I don't know the exact number yet.
Is that more than last year?
It's right in the ballpark.
Okay.
Yeah, we're close.
All right.
It's kind of neat. As soon as this is done, we start looking for deals. And what works out really well is, you know, the firearm season for deer, November. And after that, then the deals come out from the various suppliers. And we start looking.
That's good timing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It works out really good for us.
I bet.
Yeah. So one of the questions that we get is, what do you do with the money? Well, we've got a whole list of things.
That's always a popular question.
Yes,
where's
it
the
is.
Money go, Greg?
Yeah, where's the money go? Well, it stays here. Wapton, Breckenridge, Richland County, Wilkin County. Junior Wildlife Program, we've got a number of things going on for the kids every month during the summer. And we have fishing derbies in the fall. We've got youth hunts for goose, duck, and pheasant. We support the local trap teams, the archery team, Chinkapazoo. And you kind of run out of breath when you read this whole thing because there's so many opportunities there. We do scholarships for wildlife management, law enforcement, you know, people that go into those fields.
Mm-hmm,
we've
sure.
got scholarship programs available. Youth archery and archery in the schools, I'm sure people have heard of that.
That's gotten huge, yeah.
High School Clay Target League, mm-hmm. The trap shooting, and so on. And there's a number of teams around the area. When I first got involved in that, there were 7 teams in the whole state of North Dakota. Now there's over 90. So it's a growing sport.
It's caught fire, yeah.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. it has. And we're in the thick of things, helping out some of the teams with financial support to get them going. And everything is driven by the smoker. All the stuff that we talked about, if we have a successful smoker, we can take on some more projects. And it's been phenomenal over the years as far as the support we get from the local community, local individuals and businesses. It's great.
Greg, it just made me think of something here. Mm-hmm. Your 36th year, are there any other outdoor clubs around the state or around the region that come to you and go, how do you do this? I'm sure there are, or watching you and going, you know what, we're going to do what the folks in Wapiton do.
I've gotten phone calls from other groups.
Mm-hmm.
The Red River Sportsman is also part of the North Dakota Wildlife Federation.
That's right.
And then within a number of groups that are affiliates with them, you know, we talk about What do you got going this month? Mm-hmm. You know, that's part of the agenda items. And then we start talking about this, and invariably I'll get a phone call. And how do you do this? What does it take to put this all together?
Well, 36 years, you know what you're doing with this. All of you do.
Yeah, and it's grown. We've got some new games this year.
In particular? I keep thinking every time you bring that up, I'm thinking of the one game. You got to go see.
You
got
to show up in order to figure out what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to tell you, but we would love to have you come down Saturday, October 18th. Doors open at 4:00.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to wish anything bad against our local agricultural, but if it rains and you can't turn a wheel, come on down. We'll
come
entertain you.
Right.
Yep.
And feed you good.
And feed you good.
Mm-hmm.
Open invitation.
Right.
You know.
Tell me quickly about the two colors of tickets here. What we can win.
Yeah. Well, the first one, the orange ticket, is the one that gets you into the event, and there are cash prizes on that. First prize, $300. Second prize, $200. Third prize, $100. And we draw the day before, and the winners are announced at the event, and the prizes are handed out the night of the event. The other one is a pre-event raffle. There are five firearms on there, plus a $500 Visa card, $250 to Tractor Supply, $250 to Fairmont Lockers, $250 to Manoc Meats, $250 to Allsager Meats. If you want to stock your freezer, you got to buy a blue ticket.
Right.
Yeah, $20 a piece. And on the blue ones, there's only 500 being sold.
Okay. So, and it looks like you're almost sold out on them.
Well,
you don't have many left.
We've got a few there.
Okay.
Will there be tickets available the night of the event? The answer to that right now is I'm not sure, because if we sell them all, the answer is no. If we don't sell them all, the answer is yes.
There's a variable here.
Yeah, there is a variable. Everybody's out. The Sportsman's Club members are out. Pushing tickets. There's tickets available at some of the businesses around the area.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage you to buy your tickets early, because you never know. If we sell them all, there's none at the door.
Okay.
We just don't know at this point.
Right.
So come on down Saturday, October 18th. Doors open at 4:00. Have some fun. Have some food. Enjoy the night. I love it.
The Smoker, 36th annual Red River Area Sportsman's Club. Greg, as always, pleasure. Come back, give us a wrap-up. Let us know how
I'll
you did.
I'll do that,
All right, we got a few other things to talk about after
got,
the Smoker. But,
we got a few more things, The day of the Smoker, we've got our Ladies Rooster Roundup, and the weekend after the Smoker, we're partnering with the Band of Brothers, and we do a pheasant hunt for the veterans.
That is a great program, too. Greg, stop back.
I will.
947 here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.